So you see, my order should have been ignored. This is nonsense. The robot lacked knowledge. Bailey leaned forward in his chair. Aha, we have it. Now let's recite the first law as it should be stated. A robot may do nothing that, to its knowledge, will harm a human being, nor, through inaction, knowingly allow a human being to come to harm. This is all understood, I think, not by ordinary men. Otherwise, ordinary men would realize robots could commit murder. Liebig was white. Mad. Lunacy. Bailey stared at his finger ends. A robot may perform an innocent task, I suppose, one that has no damaging effect on a human being.
If ordered to do so, said Liebig.
Yes, of course. If ordered to do so. And a second robot may perform an innocent task also, I suppose. One that also can have no damaging effect on a human being, if ordered to do so.
Yes.
And what if the two innocent tasks, each completely innocent, completely, amount to murder when added together?
What?
Liebig's face puckered into a scowl. I want your expert opinion on the matter, said Bailey. I'll set you a hypothetical case. Suppose a man says to a robot, place a small quantity of this liquid into a glass of milk that you will find in such and such a place. The liquid is harmless. I wish only to know its effect on milk. Once I know the effect, the mixture will be poured out. After you have performed this action, forget you have done so. Liebig, still scowling, said nothing. Bailey said, if I had told the robot to add a mysterious liquid to milk and then offer it to a man, first law would force it to ask, what is the nature of the liquid? Will it harm a man? And if it were assured the liquid was harmless, first law might still make the robot hesitate and refuse to offer the milk. Instead, however, it is told the milk will be poured out. First law is not involved. Won't the robot do as it is told? Liebig glared. Bailey said, now, a second robot has poured out the milk in the first place and is unaware that the milk has been tampered with. In all innocence, it offers the milk to a man and the man dies. Liebig cried out,
no!
Why not? Both actions are innocent in themselves. Only together are they murder. Do you deny that that sort of thing can happen?
The murderer would be the man who gave the order, cried Liebig.
If you want to be philosophical, yes. The robots would have been the immediate murderers, though, the instruments of murder.
No man would give such orders.
A man would. A man has. It was exactly in this way that the murder attempt on Dr. Gruer must have been carried through. You've heard about that, I suppose.
On Solaria,
muttered Liebig.